Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the Future Jerks.
That hurt. I think I pulled some.
Oh, wait. Run the Superhost 2000 theme.
Oh.
Roll it.
We are the Superhosts 2000.
Now, this is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
I think I pulled something. Like, I think I pulled something.
Like in your jaw or your abs?
No, like in my midsection.
You better massage yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a new sponsor, the Abtronic. If you have trouble with your abs right now, you think you pulled something when you were shouting, you could hook up the Abtronic and it's going to massage the pain away.
I think I got like really poor abs from drinking all of our former sponsors. That'll teach them.
Yeah, we lost our initial sponsor. We had... Coca-Cola was our sponsor. I accidentally mentioned Pepsi Cola and they dropped us. So now we have Abtronic. If you go to abtronic.com/futurejerks, they will give us 0.5 cents for every 10 or so Abtronics that we sell.
Want to get a flat, sexy stomach without struggling on exercise equipment or ever going to the gym? Want to get jaw-dropping, rock-hard abs without doing a single crunch? Well, now you can change your life without changing your life. Introducing the all-new Abtronic X2.
Do you know that we're getting rid of the penny in Canada? That is...
My mom told me we are getting rid of the penny. I'm glad, but I don't understand why they didn't go straight for the nickel.
And go what? Like, just have a dime?
It's inevitable. You're going to have to spend money again and try to convince old people that it's okay to get rid of the nickel, and then there'll be a lot of controversy. Don't take our nickel away. If we just get it over with now, it would be like getting the metric system in the 1800s, you know? It's a little pain. You don't have to pay more for it later. Get rid of the nickel.
Nickel schmickle.
Nickel schmickle. We're the Future Jerks and we have opinions.
Oh, and they're controversial. Like,
why
that
do you
nickel
sound
one.
Different today? You sound different.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a special show today. I'm doing the podcast on location.
What do you mean?
I'm podcasting, which I believe is the verb, upstairs rather than my usual downstairs.
Oh, you mean in the servants' quarters?
Exactly. I thought it would add a new level of excitement to the show, you know? A little bit like when Conan brought his show to Toronto or Letterman brought his show to Chicago.
I hope it's not when Letterman brought his show to Chicago.
Why? What happened?
Because it won't be fun. You can't take him out of that studio.
Oh.
Ed Sullivan Theater. Yeah, you can't take him out of there. Like, every time he's out of that element, like, he needs his...
Okay, well, then it's more like Conan in Toronto, because that went... What are the reviews like?
Bang! Everybody loved it.
Oh, there you go. Except for the...
Even in Japan, they were talking about it.
Oh, really?
They don't even know who Conan O'Brien is. Do you have cat problems?
I has cat problems.
What do you mean? They don't know how to spell or use proper grammar? What's wrong with your cats?
Well, first of all, they smoke in the house when I ask them not to, which is really, really annoying. But more than that...
Wait, I have a question about that. How many cats?
Two.
That makes sense.
How many did I have before? None.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. So you grew up with a cat.
I did grow up with a cat. I quickly outgrew the cat, though. It didn't get much bigger than 10 pounds.
Started off the same size.
Yeah. It was kind of a contest. I was a pretty good mouser, by the way.
When you were a fetus.
Yes. Anyway, the cats are driving me crazy.
What are they doing?
They are waking me up at all hours, especially like in the morning, scratching at the door, meowing. No, not so much. They'll do it. They're not... the worst for that, but they're relentless in the morning. It is nonstop meowing, scratching at the door, and I was spraying them, but I get there, and now they know to not be there, so they're down the stairs.
What do you mean, like marking them?
Yeah, I would urinate on them.
That's your problem. A cat, I used to own cats, so I know that a cat will see that as a challenge from an aggressive male, and they might not like it. My cat used to like it. I used to soak my cat's fur in urine, and they were okay with it. It's good for fleas. Naturopathic cure.
I should have come to you before because I didn't see any of that on the internet.
Here's really what you need to do. You need to wear out your cats before you go to bed. You need to play the hell out of them. Like, I recommend the Abtronic.
Want to get a flat, sexy stomach?
It sends electrical impulses through the cat to, and they're going to have really nice abs.
You mean like what? Okay, but how about just a taser?
Yeah, if you could hook it. You know what? If you have one of those things for your Christmas lights that you plug in the lights and it's going to make them flash, you could hook that up to a taser. It's probably not as good as the Abtronic. Honestly, that's what I use.
Okay, well, that's really, really helpful. What
you
about a medicine ball?
Any kind of exercise you can think of. A medicine ball, a treadmill, you know, a pommel horse.
I don't know. Javelin?
Javelin. You can ejaculate. You can have the cat ejaculate.
No, javelin.
No. When you, I don't know if you know this, when you throw, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be bleeped. Ejaculate.
I don't know.
No, it's not getting bleeped. Ejaculate is to throw a javelin.
Are you actually making that up?
I'm not making that up.
I got to look that up.
Ejaculate.
There's a ejaculatory. What? It to throw or cast as a dart to throw out to emit. Wow. It's way to ejaculate that that word out to me.
Yeah. I ejaculated it right to your ears. And we're...
It was electronic, so it was like you ejaculated.
Yeah, like an ejaculation.
It's a classy
show. This bleeping is so literal.
It's so
I don't know.
Classy.
The new version of this software will take things into context, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's better. Right now, I think it's better to take it out of context.
Ejaculate. Ejaculate. See? It didn't bleep the first time.
Wow. So what about back to the cat?
You need to talk to your cat. You need to.
Isn't that a song? Talk to the animals.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
There's a song, right?
It's a song. It's from a musical. It's from that Dr. Doolittle musical called "Talk
there
to the
go.
Animals."
There we go. You're yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you know, in the future, you're going to be able to talk to your animal.
See, I'm just distracted because I can't sleep. So I have a hard time. Like, I'm just distracted by, like, talking to the animal. Oh, what's that? Like,
well, I got an idea. There was a guy, like, in the 60s or 70s, John C. Lilly. You ever heard of this guy?
Oh, yeah. He was the guy in Talladega Nights in the Dewey Cox story.
No, that's close. No, he's the guy who did, you know, the movie Altered States.
No. That's the one with the guy with the head exploding?
John Hurt. Yeah, it's... No. That's Scanners.
Oh.
John Hurt.
Is it a lot like
it's
Scanners?
It's a really good movie.
Is it a lot like really Scanners?
There's some kind of... No, not at all. It's not at all like Scanners. It's a horror movie from around the same time period.
All right.
And it's got some gross stuff in it. But no, it's this really trippy movie, Altered States. And it's about a guy that goes into an isolation tank. He takes some weird drugs and starts devolving into like an ape man. It's based on a true story about this guy, John C. Lilly, and he would trip out with dolphins. He would take, to simplify it, he would take LSD with dolphins, like they would take LSD too, and he'd totally trip and talk to them and be like, "Hey, dolphin, what do you think of this Grateful Dead record?" I don't know what they talked about. But they would trip together, so maybe that's what you could do with your cats. You need to go to a hippie, because they have LSD, and ask for some LSD, and you put it in the cat food, and you could just sit there and say, like, "Hey, dude, I don't want you scratching and meowing at the door every morning, man. Are we groovy?"
But wait a minute, so, like...
What kind of stuff could you say?
Yeah, but wait, back to the dolphin thing. The guy talked to the dolphins?
Yeah.
And did they talk back?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because they use different squeaks and stuff like that. So he was like totally listening to the squeaks and trying to understand what was saying.
Isn't there like some kind of way of breaking down what they're saying?
Yeah, there is. There is. Yeah, yeah. They have a keyboard and they can, like, computers can translate their squeaks and stuff into what they're talking about,
but
what they're thinking.
Okay, so is that why the Japanese kill so many dolphins? Because they just don't like the trash talking of the dolphins?
The real dolphins are really insulting.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing to really explain, because everybody else likes them.
No, it's and also the Japanese love to ejaculate spears at dolphins. What kind of animal would you want to talk to if you could talk to animals?
I was coughing because the cats just threw a bunch of mothballs into the air.
Oh, no. Those cats.
I know.
You got to try the Abtronic on them. I'm telling you.
I need something.
Well, you're going to get a free Abtronic in the mail from Abtronic. If you could talk to the animals, what would you talk about?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, who? If you could, is there any particular animal that you'd like to speak to? And what would you say to them?
I would like to speak to predators because I want to know why they're killing me. You know, I don't like the idea of an animal killing me. It's like, you don't know why. You want to understand, like, you killed my people. You,
what, like a lion or a bear?
Yeah, a lion's going to say, you forced me to learn about Jesus. Now I will have my revenge. Like, I want to know
who
the reason.
Who is preaching to the lions?
It's in the Bible.
Okay.
You don't even read the Bible. I do. I've got the new version of the Bible, which is read by the guy who did Darth Vader. Who's that guy?
Steve Gutenberg?
I'm not making this up. There is actually an audiobook of him reading the Bible.
Oh, man.
What would you... Listen, everybody knows about what animal I would want to talk to. How about you? Besides your cats.
Rhesus monkey.
Oh, I love those with the chocolate and the peanut butter.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. They were discovered by accident. They were both walking down a hallway and they bumped into each other. Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think we should talk about babies now? Because... not talk like babies, talk about babies.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm sleep deprived because of those f***ing cats.
Oh, those cats.
Honestly, you remember the Cat Came Back cartoon?
Yep.
One of them is... That's
George Plimpton.
No.
Did you know that The Cat Came Back was originally something so racist I can't even mention it?
You're right. I just see this. Wow. I did not know that.
Okay, we just looked it up on the Wikipedia. Type in The Cat Came Back on Wikipedia and see what you come up with. Yeah. Okay, The Cat Came Back was a racist song originally, and it was there's a movie. Richard Conde is the guy who made The Cat Came Back.
Not Cordell Barker?
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Look it up on the YouTube if you haven't seen it. I'm going to put it in our show notes. So anyway, what about The Cat Came Back?
The cat looks at me when I'm, like, scolding it, trying to stop it from waking me up. It looks at me the way the cat in The Cat Came Back looks at the guy. When it's destroying his entire house and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't even care. It's like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Exactly. Why are you bothered?
He looks at you matter-of-factly.
Exactly.
Well, the only solution is the abtronic.com/futurejerks. We get lots of money, half a cent for every 10 abtronics we sell.
Did I mention that there's, like, no more cents in Canada?
Look, when I was a kid, they talked about getting rid of the penny. Yep. Not when I was a kid, when I lived in Canada. And they, old people were angry. Are they still angry?
They're so angry.
But they're okay with it because the conservatives decided, right?
That's right. That was the political portion of our show.
Sorry, rest of the world. You had to deal with that. But it also means that when you come to Canada and you have pennies, we won't accept them.
Yeah, we don't like people named Penny.
We will not accept your pennies or your penis in Canada. Hey, did you know there are a lot of jerks in the world? You've met a few.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a lot of jerks. What? Every day there's jerks.
Oh, yeah. I have noticed there are a lot of jerks.
Well, you know what? Every one of those jerks started off as a worthless baby.
Babies. Jerks of the future. Babies. Jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, an expectant father, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray's never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles twisted up in a... in a blender.
Yep, it's true.
Whoa.
There were rumors about babies. Alicia Silverstone, are you familiar?
Yes, she was in the Aerosmith videos.
Love and marriage.
No, she wasn't.
That's not Alicia Silverstone.
No, that's not Alicia. Alicia Silverstone was Batgirl in that horrible, horrible, like, atrocity we call Batman and Robin.
The George Clooney
movie. Remember? The worst movie of all time until John Carter, maybe. They haven't done a reevaluation. You loved it?
Well, I just love the Batgirl part.
It was an eye rape.
That was Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, that was
who
Alicia
Silverstone. Raised her eyes.
Yeah, and she's like a hardcore vegan.
I tell you, when I watched that movie, She had my full consent.
Yeah.
She was recently seen on a plane pre-chewing her baby's food.
There's a video of her on a couch doing that.
This is not, I don't think she's denying it either. This is,
I don't think she is.
Now, if you think about it, Gerber brand baby food, and we'll be contacting them later to see if they'll sponsor us. Gerber baby food is basically pre-chewed food.
I'm not familiar with the manufacturing processes at Gerber's.
So, but it looks chewed. I mean, it's the chewed by machines.
Yes.
So it's really the same thing. She's just cutting out the middleman. We don't need Gerber Inc. to interfere with our food stuff.
Well, that's true, because she is a raw food aficionado.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, because baby food is cooked. I mean, to put something in a jar, you have to cook it.
Right.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
And plus, sometimes, you know, baby food, they have recalls and stuff. Not so with your mouth. It seems disgusting to me, but I guess it's okay. I mean, titty milk is kind of pre-chewed.
There are nicer ways of addressing that, but
I think titty is a really sweet, cute little word.
Maybe this has absolutely nothing to do with her being a mother. It could be just like a freaky Hollywood thing. Like, you know, you go to a restaurant and you're like, I'm big, rich, famous person. I don't have to chew my food. And
why don't we pre-chew our spouses' foods?
Okay.
Why don't I, my wife could pre-chew all my food for me, and it would be much less work for me to eat.
That's right. You're a busy man. You don't have time to chew.
I don't have time to chew.
Jesus, what am I? A bus
driver? Do you have any baby rumors?
This one really is brought up a lot, the idea that 1 in 10 fathers are cuckolded.
Oh, I heard of that, but it was totally debunked.
Sorry.
Sorry to ruin your fun.
What's that?
Well, here's the thing. This is based on, let's say someone has the last name Smith, right?
Right.
So they check all the Smiths and the DNA doesn't match for a lot of them. But there's a lot of
people.
You just
say but a lot so that it gets bleeped?
It does bleep but.
Buttocks, buttocks, buttocks.
People named Smith are not necessarily from the original. There wasn't just one Smith. It was when they're handing out last names, they're like, what do you do? They're like, I am a blacksmith. Well, we don't want to sound racist, so we'll just call you Smith. Thanks. And so there's a lot of people called Smith.
Right.
That were not related. But if you take last names that are really unique, like Gerbensplut, the Gerbensplut family, they...
What's that translated into English?
Soiled napkin?
So, I'm sorry.
Is this more like 1 in 25? 1 in 25 fathers are cuckolded.
I thought 1 in 25 was gay. Is it like
4? No, that's like 8%.
It's 8%?
Of fathers are gay.
Oh, my God. They said there'd be no math in this podcast.
1 in 25 fathers are cuckolded. That's still a big deal.
4%.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't do that kind of math.
I know.
Are you sure it's 4%? Hang on a second. Let me get my calculator here.
Yeah, it's 4%.
Carry the 4. Yeah. So do you remember last week we talked about Kevin McDonald?
I do recall that.
A British guy who keeps making love to heavy women.
Right, in a Ronald McDonald costume. There's a guy who's just being a Hamburglar.
He's got 10 children.
A gland burglar.
I like the gland burglar. This gland burglar has thrown out. This is why it's 1 in 10. I think it's because of this guy. Have you heard any more news about this guy? I have not heard anything. In Japan, he's
well,
not
I just understood
radar.
That he was getting engaged.
To a woman?
Or a reasonable facsimile.
Oh, my God. He is engaged again. I just found it. Hey, one of the girls was Michelle Purvis. I love the name Purvis.
That is a good name.
Isn't that great? That's like Pervy Elvis. Sorry to all you Purvis listeners out there, but it's a funny name. Purvis.
And there's one, there's Stephanie Jubb.
Jubb.
Yeah.
Jubb is like a mix of Jugs and Chubb.
Yeah. Is that going to be...
No, it didn't get bleeped. Yeah. Because milk jugs. I've got a pair of milk jugs. No bleeping. Context. Next version will have context.
Nice. So you think that Kevin McDonald is the cuckolder or the cuckoldee? Like maybe the 10 kids are not his.
Well, he's not cuckolded at all. He's the opposite of cuckolded.
Can we be sure?
Well, I mean, no, he's the cuckolded.
I don't think any guy goes, oh, I think I was the one.
Can we turn off this guy's mic? Turn off his mic. Go to commercial.
Why is X-Lax used by more Canadians than any other laxative for relief of occasional constipation?
I can rely on it. I take X-Lax at bedtime for relief by morning.
I only have to take it when I need it. I know it'll work.
I can trust it. X-Lax is a single-purpose medication that does what it claims, overnight.
X-Lax, pill form or chocolated, used by more Canadians because it's reliable.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, and we're back.
All right, I'm sorry. I've looked up a few words.
And, you know, I'm sorry I lost my temper. I sometimes do that. I cut callers off. I use racist terminology. We had to cut a lot of racist words that I used.
I'm sorry. I need to get up on my 13th century etymology of words, so sorry.
It's okay. Hey, I heard that you have knowledge of some ridiculous wives' tale. Can you tell me what that is?
You know, people claim that the size of a baby bump can predict the gender.
What do you mean? Like if you hit your baby by accident and it gets a bump on its head, you can tell its gender?
No, it's just like...
Or do you mean like if a baby's wearing a diaper, you can see kind of a bump?
Well, if the baby's wearing a diaper, then the baby's been born.
Look, I don't know about...
I know,
no,
you're not
babies
a dad.
Or nothing. I don't know about no birth and no babies.
I know. So, but no, it's if a pregnant woman has like a certain shape, then they, you know, people say, oh, it's a boy, or if it's in a different way, oh, it's a girl.
Is it kind of like when you're wearing, like when a woman is wearing a shirt with no bra, you can kind of see like a little nipple bump? Is it kind of like that?
Sure. Yeah.
You can see
just
if it's
exactly
a boy.
Like that.
Well, that makes sense. We got listener mail.
We do.
Yeah, you've got it. I don't have it here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. This is something that makes you think. This is from a listener.
What's the listener's name? What's the listener's name? What is the listener's name?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Where does Judy Smith come from?
She comes from Dearborn, Michigan.
How do you know that?
Because it says so on her Twitter thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Why do you need it? Well, we don't have to, like, now she's going to feel uncomfortable.
So what does this Jody Smith say?
Well, it was Judy, but...
I was just testing you.
Okay. She pointed out a fact that people probably don't think about. But you know that when a woman is pregnant with a boy, she is growing a penis inside her.
Oh, right.
Have you ever thought about that?
No, because if it's a girl baby, then it's not weird. But yeah, it's kind of, for a short time, you are transgender. Like if your wife has a baby boy inside her, she is temporarily transgender. She would be disqualified from the beauty contest. You heard about that, right?
Which one?
Well, look at this is Canada news. I can't be sure, but there was a woman who used to be a man who definitely looks like a woman who was disqualified.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I just saw the headline. I didn't go into it because it was about a dude. I felt funny looking at the picture, so I didn't want to look at it.
I don't see why it matters to the contest what was down there before.
But it's a beauty pageant for ladies.
Right, but it's still, what I mean, it doesn't harm the contest in any way.
Well,
are they worried that guys are going to take over?
Well, you know, they have the talent segment and the dancing and all that. It's not like they have a tucking segment.
So, penis inside pregnant women. Thank you. I didn't think about that, but you're right. It is kind of creepy. Look at, already, I think pregnancy is creepy. Now it's gone to a whole new level of creepiness. I think I understand porn better now.
How so?
Well, because men spend all their time trying to get back in there. You know what I'm saying?
that is gonna, you know? That's gonna get bad mail. Can we just like bleep all of that out? Wow.
Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay. That's really good. I was just talking about that.
What was that? What's going on? There's music.
Wow.
Are you playing your Walkman? Is that your cassette Walkman?
That was Mr. Big. A listener sent that in.
Amazing.
I know.
Mr. Big is listening to this. I hope he is listening to this show.
I know. It's pretty cool. Can you hear that? No. Now I've got it on my headphones. Whew.
That was good.
Yeah.
I got to get some more Mr. Big.
You do.
I hope it's available on iTunes.com.
Just like the Future Jerks?
Just like Future Jerks. Isn't that weird? We're in the same category as all these other things. Mr. Show is back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. Blow,
Mr. Show
right?
is back. So we're basically, it's like, it's as if we were on TV on the same channel as Mr. Show. Like, we're competing directly on the same channel, the podcast channel.
It's true.
It's exciting. It's like, we are like a, the same. We are like, what are we like?
Ronco.
You mean KTEL?
Yeah, we're like KTEL.
KTEL used to make records. You could buy these records. Sorry, you youngsters. Records used to be blah, 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 schmear, schmear. Because we're old. But KTEL was a company that, it was a Canadian company, and they made the patty stacker, which would stack, it was like a, as seen on TV. They invented that whole thing.
Introducing the amazing Patty Chef from KTEL. Patty Chef makes and stacks up to 8 hamburger patties quickly and easily. Simply put one of the reusable plastic discs in the tube. Now, put your fresh ground beef on the disc. Drop in another disc. Then, using the plunger, press the meat into uniform patty. Imagine, no more mess, no more fuss. Patty Chef is convenient, easy to clean, and effective. Patty Chef from KTEL.
And they also made records. They would take...
Didn't they buy, like, the rights to a bunch of songs, just put them on a compilation album?
Just that, they would compress the tracks because, you know, on an LP, if the tracks are really close together, the sound quality suffers. Whereas, you know, those big maxi singles sounded really great because the tracks are further apart. So they'd compress the hell out and they'd fade out the songs. So if a song's going too long, it's like, fade it out, going to the next one.
Here comes the hit machine, one of KTEL's greatest albums ever. 20 original hits, original stars, Maxine Nightingale. With the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. The super group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Brian McClay, Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dean. Sensational Starbucks. Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars. $5.99 from KTEL.
So it was a really cheap way to get, like, the hits of the day.
This is an informative freaking podcast.
You didn't have any KTEL albums. You must have had a KTEL album.
I probably had KTEL albums, but I...
You probably had Full Tilt.
No, what was the kids singing?
Kids Bop. No, Kids Bop is the one now. Mini Pops.
Yes,
they're still going.
Really?
Yeah. Now, here come the Mini Pops.
He's a Japanese boy.
It's the cutest record you've ever heard.
Morning train, he works from 9 to 5, and then he'll kill the radio star.
The Mini Pops sing all your top pop hits on one super album. Ask for the Mini Pops, out now from KTEL.
Well, actually, I still listen to all my music Mini Pops first. Then I go, before I buy any song, I will listen to the Mini Pops version to see if it's any good. And then, speaking of Japan...
Man in Japan.
This is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life in futuristic Japan.
Oh, please ask me some questions about Japan.
So, what's TV like in Japan, Ray?
It's very different than the TV in Canada.
So, do their TVs clean your butts like their toilets?
Well, they do in a way, because sometimes the shows will, they emit that brown tone, which causes your bowels to evacuate.
Yeah, is that ejaculate. True? Is that a real...
Yeah.
They ejaculate?
Ejaculate. Stop swearing.
Oh, sorry, ejaculate.
Yeah, TV is very interesting here. It is a... more people watch less channels. Like, there's... A lot of people just have the basic cable, which has, like, maybe 6 watchable channels on it. So I think people still watch a lot of the same stuff. Kind of like when we were kids and people actually knew what show we were talking about.
Right.
Like they still have lots of specialty channels, but they're not as mainstream.
And the game shows are just mean, right? Like, they're always, like...
They're not anymore. Like, okay, you probably still see a lot of clips of game shows where they take people off the street and do mean stuff.
Yeah.
They kind of got tired of that about 10 years ago, and now they're mean to celebrities. But even then, they've stopped doing that a lot.
So they've exported to North America.
Yeah, it's they're way ahead. In North America, they're going to be kinder, I think, and then just be mean to celebrities.
Right.
That's where they're at now. They have a show called Batsu Game where it's like hours long every New Year's. Hours long. And these guys dressed up in these bondage suits will slap you on the butt for laughing. They do funny stuff.
Like, I'm sorry, they're in bondage? What?
Okay, so the comedians who are not wearing bondage gear,
right.
They're taken from place to place, uh-huh. And they are, someone tries to make them laugh. Like, they'll get on a bus, and then funny passengers will come on and try to make them laugh. If they laugh, they are punished by being slapped in the ass by weird bondage people.
Oh, that was just like the Courtney Love celebrity roast. I think that's where they got the idea.
They steal a lot of ideas from Courtney Love here.
She's big.
Here's
there
something
too.
Weird about TV here.
Yep.
My brother-in-law has TV in his car. Everybody does. I have TV in my car.
Like
it's,
in the front
it's totally
seat.
Normal.
In the front seat
where the radio would be, that's where there's TV.
Okay.
But my brother-in-law, I don't know about now, but at one time he had three TVs going at the same time. He had
that is crazy.
Yeah, he had the baseball game and a show for us and a show for someone else going. Oh no, one of them was just the GPS, but it could be a TV. And so it was just constant television. I tried driving with TV in the car. It's not that bad. I mean, you just don't look at it. But here's what I worry about. What if there's like an O.J. Simpson chase or a Janet Jackson titty exposure? You know,
did you just power up Super Mario?
I just ate a mushroom. This is gonna get crazy.
You were like doing both at the same time, or you ate a mushroom?
I just ate a mushroom. That's the sound. Here, I'll eat another one.
Whoa!
See it?
Right.
Oh yeah. the
next thing you know, you're
colors.
Gonna start talking to dolphins.
Hey, dolphin. Let's talk about the fact that you keep scratching at Scott's door in the middle of the night.
All right, but what happens if you were watching your TV in your car about a car chase, and you were the one in the car that was in
I
the
know.
Car chase.
Yeah, well, it would
It'd
help
be like
you.
An it would be like an Escher thing.
Yeah, and it would help you navigate. It would be like having a when you're playing a driving video game, and you have like the third person view.
It would
be like that. You don't even have to look at the road. You can just look at the car in the picture.
Don't hear you.
Which would be better? I don't know. You've played driving games, right?
Yeah, poorly.
Okay, but third-person view is the best because you can see around your car when you're sliding around corners.
Yes.
You can control it a little better. So why doesn't everyone have a little helicopter flying behind their car? Like those little quad-rotor helicopters.
Yeah, the ones that deliver tacos now.
Yes, that was my idea, except I said chicken wings. I said chicken wings, predicting the
future.
Well,
that makes a hell of a lot more sense than
tacos.
Well,
chicken wing, no, because chicken wing...
Because chickens fly, right?
Yeah, but a taco is more aerodynamic.
That's true.
It's got that kind of V shape that just cuts through the air. Chicken wing is kind of asymmetrical, so it's going to cause like twisting.
Well, no, because they split them.
Yawing.
But they split them.
The chicken wings? Oh, you could be a drumstick. It would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Or the other part. Not the drumstick, but the other.
A drumstick is shaped like a blimp already.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Those
would
totally ejaculate.
They would ejaculate right into your mouth. Well, I mean, it would shoot the chicken wing like a javelin, and it would go straight into your open waiting mouth.
Oh,
hey, in Japan,
man.
We have... sorry to change the subject,
yeah.
But you always ask about toilets, and today you haven't asked anything about toilets in Japan.
I didn't want to be rude.
It's okay. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Hey, word on the street is that they segregate their toilet and their shower.
Yes, yes. It's called apartheid here in Japan, and the toilet is not in the same room as the bath, which is... It's one of those things. It's like when you go to Japan and when you live in Japan and you're used to having a machine wipe your butt, and then you go back to Canada and it's like you have to think about, oh, wow, I never thought about this before, but I have to wipe my butt. Well, when you go back to Canada and someone has to go while you're in the bath, you know, there's a conflict. It's like they have to wait, or you have to watch them poop while you take a bath. And then you have to look at a toilet while you're in bath. You're trying to relax. It's like a spa, except there's a toilet there. You know, it's like going to an onsen bath, and there's a toilet there reminding you of pooping.
Do you Are you afraid of toilets?
You grew up with it, but like, I don't want to have a toilet in the living room. Even if I don't use it, it's just not a pleasant thing to look at.
But we're talking about in a bathroom.
Like I said, when it's not there, you don't notice it. But then when you come back and it's like, ooh, toilet. Whoa. Where did you just come in? Imagine your toilet and you just walked in the room. What would you say?
Well, I'm just hanging out, you know.
You want to poop in my mouth?
You want to poop in my mouth?
Oh, that's really pleasant to think about while I'm taking a bath. You see?
Oh, man. I wish somebody would urinate in my mouth.
No one wants to think about that while they're in the bath.
That was me playing a toilet. Thank you.
All this toilet talk is making me think about soup.
Time for soup talk.
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
Ah, Ray likes all soups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. I can prove it.
Today on Soup Talk...
You're salivating too much. Just...
Well, it's so... fruit soups. Have you ever had a fruit soup?
I think I might have.
They're legitimate soups. People are like, that's not a soup. Listen. Soup with fruit is still soup. Because a tomato is a fruit. Tomato soup? What's that?
Fruit soup, I guess.
It's fruit soup.
A is to B, so...
Exactly. So you can make grape soup. You can make orange soup. You can make grapefruit soup. You can make apple soup. You can make orange soup. You can make grapefruit soup. You can make apple soup. You can make orange soup. You can make grapefruit soup. You can make apple soup. You can make orange soup. You can make grapefruit soup.
You can make watermelon. How about watermelon soup?
Yeah, yeah. Gallagher used to make watermelon soup.
Yeah, but he's retiring. Did you hear
that?
What
do you mean?
Yeah, he's retiring from live performances.
Who else? Gallagher. Yeah. Gallagher invented comedy.
He is, yeah. He's like one of the 100 best stand-up comedians of all time, apparently.
You know, I didn't have pay TV. I know this is a contentious issue with you and me. I didn't have pay TV growing up. I had to look at...
I know, but I don't know why you... Like, I'm not to blame for that.
Yeah, I know, but I feel jealous. It's like you're... Oh, you know, we had a little Volkswagen and you had a running water. We didn't have running water. So, you know, I'm a little jealous, but...
You
figure
you would appreciate the toilet in the room with you since you didn't have one.
Well, it's... If we're going to talk about toilets again, I do actually like having a toilet close to the bath so I can arc.
Okay, go on. Hey, Ray, what are some of your fantasy soups?
Sponge cake,
yep.
Onion, sauerkraut.
Ooh, well, I don't really care for soup, so.
What do you think about a soup
I think you
made
would
of-
stink.
What do you think about a soup made of olive oil?
Is that really olive oil is going to be considered part of it?
Yeah, it's part of the base.
All right.
Yeah, the base, the shaft of the soup is a...
I knew that was coming.
Noodle.
Oh, Jesus.
Hard noodles. So we got olive oil, hard noodles, and chicken. What do you think of that soup? Olive oil, hard noodles, chicken.
How is that? That's pasta.
The chicken is the head of the soup. Look, I don't care if you think... professional soup terminology is funny. But this is what in the soup business, this is how we describe soup. You know, a soup can be improved by cutting out some of the ingredients around the base. You can actually make it seem like it gives it a more heady flavor. Okay, here's another one of my fantasy soups. I've never made this soup before. Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Salmon. Tacos.
Tacos. How is that? Potatoes. What was the second one?
Tacos.
No, that was the third.
No, just potatoes and tacos. Rewind the tape.
No, it wasn't. There was a second thing
Rewind
in there.
The potatoes. Tacos.
No! There was a...
No, that's what I heard.
There was three.
There was not three, Scott.
Are you calling...
There was only two things. This segment is ruined.
Oh.
I think we got to talk about the news.
News from the year 2080.
It's about time you told us about hug time.
Hug time is a time of day when you think about hugging someone.
That's embarrassing. Who are you planning on hugging?
My wife.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, because we lived apart for a long time. We were, you know, an ocean apart.
Which one?
Antarctic. So you know,
was she feeding her young like Alicia Silverstone?
She pre-chews my food. Hey, did you know that hug time is banned in Japan? Like, they don't like public displays of affection. They won't chop your fingers off, but it's frowned upon, literally.
Yeah, yeah. But I was going to mention that, have you heard of unhug time?
What you talking about?
Well, there's places, like, there's a place in New Jersey, a principal banned the students, telling them there's not to be any hugging.
What?
Yeah.
There's a New Jersey?
Yeah, this is true. There is.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah, no hugging. It's called the No Hugging School.
When you were in school, did you hug a lot?
I was up close to a lot of people.
I used to hug the lady teachers a lot.
Yeah, you did, actually. It was, they didn't like, they were awful troubled by it.
Well, there was a lot of, we had a kind of cougar teachers. Did you remember those?
Yes.
That's hard. You've probably been blocking it out. We had cougars, teachers that were dressing in alluring fashion that were slightly older.
If only we were able to talk to the animals.
Oh, it's cougars. If we could talk to the cougars. Do you know anything about cougars?
No, I don't know anything about cougars.
What about lions? What about tigers?
You know what? Funny enough, there's not too many of them around
anymore.
What do
you mean? There's lots of tigers.
No, there's not a lot of tigers.
What are you talking about? There's tons. You always see a picture of Africa and there's tigers running around. In India, tigers everywhere.
I know.
Oh, no, lions. Lions in Africa, right? I mean, mostly lions.
Yeah, no, but the tigers, there's not very many left. There's about 3,000 left in the world. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm going to try and buy me some tigers pretty soon because they're not making any more of them. Yeah.
3,000 tigers.
Yeah. Apparently, there was 100,000 in the 1900s.
We're at the point now where we should start naming them. I mean, there's only 3,000. We can come up with 3,000 names.
That's a good idea.
And then people will be more sad when they die.
That's true.
They'll be like, hey, well, Fred just died, or Tinkerbell, you know. They'll have real names. I have a solution for the tiger problem. We take an island. Tropical. It has to be somewhere where tigers can live. We put all the tigers on an island. We put signs saying, danger, tiger island. And we let them have their own island, and we deliver, like, chicken wings by little miniature helicopters.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and tacos. We already have the taco technology, but we could eventually develop the chicken wing delivery technology. I'm looking at the show notes here. We do show notes, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They're scribbled on napkins.
Yeah.
Feminine napkins. And it says something about meat draws.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about Picasso? Do you know Picasso?
No, I don't know Picasso.
Show notes. This is going to be in our show notes.
No.
Picasso
no,
is a guy that...
No, that is not... I can... No.
Picasso is an artist who... He paints with his penis. Like, he'll do celebrities. He has, like, an Obama picture painted with his penis. Do you have the website there?
I do. Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that Obama? I don't think that's Obama, is it?
I think I'm totally...
Oh, my God, in the background.
Racist. If that's not Obama, I'm
and
racist.
And he's all, like... It looks kind of messy, though. His whole groin is just, like... It looks like he's bleeding.
Sure. I'm not sure if his brush is cut or uncut. Because that could make a difference. You can get a lot of Sharpie-like accuracy otherwise. You know, it's like painting with a mop or a Sharpie.
A what?
A mop or a Sharpie.
He does pretty good work.
Yeah.
That's a conversation starter.
He's really smart. You know, there are millions of artists in the world, but only one who paints with his penis.
Picasso.
Check out Picasso.com.
That was not the meat draw I was talking about.
Okay, what kind of meat draw are you talking about?
I was talking about a meat draw. It's very, very common in parts of Canada. Well, actually, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. I wasn't that familiar with it. It's in the more rural parts of Canada. They have these meat draws. Like, you'll go to, like, the Legion, which is, like, where veterans go to drink. They'll have a meat draw where they'll, like, sell these big raffle tickets, like, arms long of tickets for, like,
$2. Oh, you're talking about a ham raffle.
You're from the middle. So it's the same thing. Only it's just draw. Meat. Oh. They just go and I think
that's what
like
city
a side
people
of a
call
beef,
it.
But it was just like a pack. They just you did the ticket and they drew it and then it was like meat.
That's what the city slickers call it. Meat draws. Okay.
If I had known about this might have been a way to pay for my wedding instead of a stag and doe kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that here in Japan. We don't have meat draws here.
So do you think that's something that could take off like as a fad?
Well, what kind of stuff stuff could we do?
Well, they'd have to be a lot more automated out there. Like, it'd have to be like in, you know, those big arcades they got in Japan?
Yeah, yeah, with the UFO catcher machines, the little claw. And they would grab meat.
Yeah.
Or what else? Oh, we could do those pachinko machines, and instead of balls, it would spit out meatballs.
That would be good. Sausages would be easier. They could just be spitting out, like, in a long length, like the tickets. Like the tickets at Chuck E. Cheese. They would jack.
They'd be thrown like the little miniature meat javelins, which was my nickname in high school.
So the wiener, the wieners would ejaculate from the machine, from the box. Yes. Okay. So yeah, and then they could, people could wrap
your
around the
mouth.
What's that?
Into your waiting mouth.
Exactly. I mean, I think that it's really the way to go. Like, currencies around the world are depreciating, and what do we like? At least we could, I'll talk about North America. We like meat. I don't know. The estimates for the underground meat market easily surpass the contraband cigarette market.
Did you know, money?
Like Iceland was looking to replace its currency and was considering the loonie. I mean, they actually turned it down, but it would be a really good way to keep the economy going, because you can't keep the meat just hanging around. You've got to circulate it.
Now, listen, I know at least some of you listeners are vegetarians. Here's the thing. I get, like, right now I use paper and coins as currency. I don't eat them, so you don't have to eat the meat.
That's right.
You could just keep it in your pocket, and you know.
Yeah, we wouldn't require Alicia Silverstone to chew her money and spit it into her son's mouth.
I'm just worried about counterfeit meat. You know, people could use like tofu meat or tofurkeys and stuff like that.
Or the pink slime. What happens if we had the pink slime stuff come into our meat? Which it's the evaluation of the currency.
That is a problem. I think we need to give this long and careful thought.
You know, there's a lot of side benefits. Like, think about the sauce-related industries that would come out. I mean, like, literally trickle down economics.
Wallets would have to be made of leather.
Or wax paper.
Wax paper? And people would keep little Ziploc bags everywhere with small meats.
We're creating a whole new basis for an economy. Because let's face it, the old one hasn't been working that well lately.
We hate it. Plus, you could have meatpal.com. Oh my God, I'm going to register meatpal.com.
That's a really good idea.
Let me just check it. Meatpal. Ah, it's available. Oh, damn, I shouldn't have mentioned.
Uh-oh.
Hurry up, registering meatpal.co. Ah, it's too late.
What?
Someone took it. Meatspin is available. Why don't you check meatspin.com?
I'm afraid to open what Meatspin might be.
Check it out. Check meatspin.com.
Oh, God. Am I going to be able to .com?
.com. Meatspin.com.
I can't unsee that. I can't unsee that. What? You had to be... Oh, God, that was awful.
So, listeners, you probably don't want to type in meatspin.com at work.
No, you do not. Unless you have a very, very forgiving workplace. Oh, wow. That was pretty bad.
That was brought to you by the Meat Marketing Association of Canada.
That guy could really ejaculate his meat.
Hey, speaking of ejaculate, what other dirty words are going to get bleeped here? You want to try some?
Angina?
The words that are not, because that didn't get bleeped. Keep going.
Pianist?
Coccyx.
Fallacious.
Rectory.
Semen.
Penalize.
Ejaculate.
Hey, we're clear. No bleeping. Our show is over.
It's over?
Look at that. Look at the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what an amazing... Oh, I get to listen to Mr. Big
again. It seemed to go so quickly.
Mr. Big.
Taking us out of this show, we're going to hear a little track by Mr. Big called, what's it called?
Well, this track is called Daddy Brother Lover Little Boy, the Electric Drill Song.
This is Jeter and the Jizz. This is Jeter and the Jizz signing out.
Splooch.
Splooch. That's J-Y-Z. Jizz. This episode has been brought to you by...
Meatspin.com. Can't unsee that.
I'll be your daddy, your brother, your lover, and your little boy.